This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brian.
Rana.
Oh, you sound like you hopped up on caffeine.
I sure am. Listen, it's out of the closet, of the roaster, of everything. It's out of this world, too.
It is out of this world. We are getting such incredible feedback. AskRanaCoffee.com. We have had two fabulous flavors, the Carriage House Blend and Shades of Vanilla. And we have to thank our incredible listeners. It's been such a week. There's been such a response to this coffee. I hope we don't run out.
It's really been a robust response, which is what this coffee deserves.
You can order Carriage House Blend. You can order Shades of Vanilla, or you can get the duo where you get a two pack.
So cute.
And if you find that you're loving it, you say you go through about a bag a week. Is that right?
I think it's about a bag a week. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you find that you're loving it and you don't want to be, I'd rather be looking at it than looking for it, as I like to say, then you can sign up for our subscription. But keep your posts coming. Keep your feedback coming. We're absolutely loving how much you're loving the coffee.
AskRanaCoffee.com.
Okay. So we'll get... How are you, dear? I'm so sorry.
I'm good.
I'm just trying to get everything organized. I apologize. I didn't mean to start.
Well, I have to say, the problem is that of course we created something new and wonderful everyone loves, but now there's a whole accounting system. Did we hire an accountant yet?
What do you mean, yet?
Well,
what do you think, I'm doing my own books?
Well, I didn't know if you were doing your own books.
Okay. Really? You know, this is the new trend.
Which?
You say something provocative.
What was provocative?
To me, like, Rana, you don't have, I don't know if you have an accountant, Rana. And then I loop blow my stack. That's the new trend I'm noticing.
You're right.
You want to hire an HR person. You want to hire an accountant.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
What's going on with that is either you like the job or you don't like the job.
That's
the HR department here.
Yeah.
Either you like the way we're running things here, or you don't like the way we're running things here. And you're welcome.
I do, especially now that
to put
honestly,
suggestions in the comment box. You're very welcome.
I know. You
to
know
do that.
I've been back and forth lately because I just didn't, you know. But now that the coffee thing's off the ground and it seems to be really successful, I'm going to stay. I am going
to
stay.
Oh, now that it feels like there's something to stay for. I have
Rana,
to tell
I would
you,
always stay. Tell
I,
me.
I mean, I ha- look, I don't mean to sound like I've become a coffee lady. I'm like the international representative
Newsflash.
Of coffee now. Excuse me. But we are getting such feedback on this coffee. And I hate to tell you, I did a test order. I should have told you this last week. So we have to, of course, you know, quality control is very important to me.
QC, QC.
And I did a test order, and the fabulous guys at Bixby who are running the coffee for us.
Yes, you which know, by the way, this is probably inappropriate, Rana. I think they sound like they're cute. I don't know if they are, but they sound like they are.
Oh, you've never seen that? You've never been on their Instagram?
You know, I think I even follow them on Instagram, and I guess I should pay closer.
Well,
I'll look next time.
Do yourself a favor, okay? Because we've got Tom Cruise and Woody Harrelson running
this
thing. That's
what I pictured.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we've got.
Okay.
And one of them's a real Rana. That I can tell you.
Really?
I mean, oh, come on. Pictures of him, you know, he's leaning on a Mercedes in the Amalfi Coast, wearing a white dinner jacket. I mean, yep. He's like the James Bond of coffee, this guy.
Okay? Sure. Yeah.
But I don't like to talk about him too much because I don't want people to get distracted. And not,
fair enough.
But I don't want them to go down a wormhole of looking at his Instagram, get distracted and forget why they were there, which was to buy a coffee. Excuse
That's right.
Me.
And honestly, substance place. Over style. Okay. Well, both. But this coffee is substantive.
I have with this guy, I got to tell you, he really delivers. This coffee is gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I mean, really, these guys have excellent taste.
And I never thought we'd be in the coffee business.
One of them comes from a coffee family. He's been in the coffee business forever. The family's been in the business forever.
Is he a Folger?
He's not. I think he's a Bixby, to be honest with you.
Sure.
In any event, I was going back and forth on the QC with these guys. And I said, you know what? I want to go through the experience. You know me. If we put up a T-shirt, I buy a T-shirt. So I can say, if I were the consumer, if I were the listener, how would this, because I want top to bottom, a top-notch experience.
You are undercover boss without having to go undercover.
I'm undercovering my own self.
Yep.
I'm putting on a brown wig and then I'm buying coffee from myself. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
That's right.
And so I bought the coffee. I'm not kidding. I put the coffee in my cart at, I want to say, 11 o'clock last night.
Sure.
Okay. Now, the whole thing with the Bixby coffee is they say that they roast it the same day and they ship it to you the same day. So everything is to order, which really, when you get it, I mean, we joke around about the sniff. You can smell that it was roasted a minute ago.
It's couture.
I told you the UPS guy said, I'm going crazy over here. I don't know what to do. Or the postal service, rather. He said, I'm going insane because my whole car smells like coffee now. And I'm dying to know what this is. And I said, ask ronacoffee.com.
Sure.
What does he think? Does everyone think I'm just going to give this coffee away for free?
Well, we already have Rana. So
that's true. Well, knowing me, I probably would.
Right. But, well, don't. I'm telling you, do not.
Well, I have to say,
and actually, that's a threat.
This is a wonderful way for people to support the show because the coffee is keeping the lights on at this point.
It's the only coffee I drink now, Rana. That's no lie.
I put that coffee in my cart at 11:30.
Oh, boy.
I am not joking with you. I just got a notification your coffee has shipped. The next day. Yeah. Boom.
Turnaround.
So I expect I'll have that with me in a matter of days.
Yep.
But the thing is, with the July 4th holiday coming, I don't know whether I'm going to be here to get my coffee. So what I did was I had that coffee sent to the vineyard.
Wait, what?
I had that coffee sent in advance because people are saying to themselves, why is she ordering coffee? Ronna doesn't get free coffee. Well, what do I need free coffee for? People work hard to deliver the coffee. I pay for the coffee. That pays for the shipping. That pays for the infrastructure.
Ronna, that's bad business. And I keep telling you. I keep telling you that Elaine could get us a deal if you asked her. I keep telling you.
Which is what I've always told you. I don't take a discount from a friend.
Can we get back to something?
I'm not my own best friend. I don't know who is. So I've got several bags waiting for me at the vineyard because I also want to give them to my neighbors. And I'm thinking about giving them to the neighbor.
Can we go back? Can we go back for a second?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well,
you're wearing a fruit T-shirt today.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Is it ironic?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's sort of a little bit like, I'm a fruit.
I love it because it's almost Andy Warhol-esque to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is by a shirt company called Supreme.
Do you know what that is? They're not a shirt company, Brian.
Well, I have two shirts from them. What are they?
Supreme, the skateboarding brand.
Is that what it is?
Do I know what Supreme is? Why don't you ask Jordan about Supreme? When I'm combing through my credit card bills, ask me if I know what Supreme is.
Does he have this shirt, this fruit shirt?
I don't know if he's got a fruit shirt. It's not clear whether Jordan's a fruit or not.
Whoa.
What? Some people like fruit and some people don't. He might be more of a vegetable.
I don't know. I don't think he's definitely a fruit.
You think he's a fruit guy? I don't know if he's a fruit guy.
I know he's a fruit guy.
It's not clear to me if Jordan's a fruit guy or a vegetable guy or meat and potatoes.
Maybe.
Or meat and two veg, as they say in England.
Yeah, maybe
but
that.
In any event, of course, I know what Supreme is. They're right there in Lafayette, and then, of course, they're everywhere else. But that's a very fashion-forward shirt you're wearing there.
Thank you. It doesn't probably suit me, but...
Why not?
Well, I'm not a skateboarder.
No, know, but that's how it started. It's a
I actually don't want to talk about this, Rana.
It's a streetwear brand. Okay.
Can we get back? Can we go back to one thing?
What do you want to talk about, Brian? Let's talk about what you want to talk about.
I'll tell you, Rana, because this week, it was, I think, earlier this week.
Yeah.
Or maybe over the weekend, where you said to me, are you going to be in Marblehead for the 4th?
Yeah, I said, are you going to be around for the 4th? And you said, yes.
I said, yes. And so I assumed that also meant you were going to be around. So you're telling me on a moment's notice, I'm supposed to pack a weekend bag and go with you to Martha's Vineyard.
Does that sound difficult?
Not really, but I would have liked a little bit more of a heads up. So is that what's happening?
That's not what's happening, actually. Because what I assumed was that you were going to go boating or whatever they call that with the lobstermen.
Yeah,
though
more of like
I
a
know
rogue.
His boat was repossessed, but I assumed he has a friend who has a boat.
He's kind of on the outs with a group of people right now, Rana. But
and I thought you'd want to be with his community during the 4th of July, because 4th of July in Marblehead is fabulous. I mean, really, the fireworks are incredible, and you just go right up on top.
So then why are you going to stay?
Burial Hill, and you get that's where you get the best view of the harbor.
I'll take that
there
into consideration.
There are so many good views, actually.
Well, maybe next year I'll go to that. But
and I absolutely adore 4th of July in Marblehead.
Yeah, me too, which is why.
If I was a tourist. When you're a local, you sort of think, oh, God, I can't get through these crowds. Not to mention, let's just be honest, Brian. What am I going to do? I'm going to let my property on the vineyard just rot?
So
I'm just
going to
let it sit there?
So let's go.
So I'm going, of course. But I didn't think you were coming. I thought you were going to want to be with, you know, now that you were opening your quarantine circle a little bit to the lobstermen.
We have a little. Rana, I don't want to spend
you were
going to
be with him.
No, because you told me that Marblehead is absolutely beautiful. I'll have a beautiful 4th of July if I'm here. And this is what I'm going to tell you, Rana.
And if you want to have a couple of people over to the pool, that would be all right with me.
I'm going to tell you, Rana, I feel wronged. And I don't trust myself with your pool at this point.
What does that mean?
I just think
turn
I might have
it green
a little,
like the river in Chicago on St. Patrick's Day. You know, throw a pool chair in my pool. What are you upset about? I just offered you the run of the house.
No, you didn't. You said I could use the pool.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I meant.
Do I have the run of the house, Rana?
There's an outdoor kitchen. There's an outdoor bar. There's, you know, heat lamps.
Rana,
you want me to get you one of those inflatable slides? I'll get you one.
Are you going to see that neighbor
like
over
below
Martha's
deck?
Vineyard? I'd love an inflatable slide. Are you going to go see? And I'm going to have sex in that pool if you leave me here, Rana. Guaranteed.
Well, we're going to have to douse you in chlorine. It is a saline pool, so that worries me. If it was chlorinated, I wouldn't have any issue.
Rana, is this because of that? Why can't I go to Martha's Vineyard? Are you embarrassed? You think I'm
going to
wear my fruit shirt?
I have no problem with you. I don't even know what you mean by a fruit shirt. I have no issue with your fruit shirt. I've told you, every time I give you a compliment, you tell me why I'm wrong. That's what I've noticed. Ever heard the expression, don't give a history, just take a compliment?
Are you having an affair over there?
What is an affair? Who would I be having an affair on, Brian?
Well,
I'm not a married woman.
No, you're not.
I'm not in a committed relationship.
I would argue that A and B, I mean, maybe not, I'm not forcing you, you know, to have sex with me or anything, but we are committed.
Oh, we're in a committed relationship?
Yes.
Oh, you're jealous. Is that what you're saying? You're not jealous. You have FOMO is what it is.
I already have it.
FOMO. Fear of missing out.
And so I want to know who's taking my place out there. Is Jordan going?
Jordan's going to be there. Elaine's coming.
Rana!
Caroline and Charlotte are both coming.
This is like a greatest hits.
And yeah, a few others. My brother might come from Chicago. It's not clear
kidding.
Yet. Well, only if he can drive. I told him he can't come if he gets on a plane. Unless he gets on a private plane, that would be fine with me.
Well, I'm happy to share a room.
Mr. Cleveland is trying to get himself invited, but I don't see it happening for him. The vineyard's really my place. You know? And it was my place with Bob.
Yeah, well, it could be our place, Rana.
So you would like to come to the vineyard. Is that what you're saying?
I don't even want to discuss this, to be honest with you.
Well, if you want to come, you'll have to do what everyone else is doing.
Which is
you'll have to get a COVID test.
Okay.
And then you'll have to agree to not see anyone until you get the results of the COVID test. And then you'll have to travel to the vineyard exclusively with me once we have your results. I mean, I don't know if there's enough days left for you to get your COVID test and get the results back in time at this point.
Well, maybe there's like a black market situation. I could pay extra, go to an alley.
If you can get your COVID test and you can give me an all clear and you can stay in the carriage house for a few days till that happens, you can come to the vineyard. But I really was sort of hoping you were going to stay here and protect my property from the local hooligans on 4th of July.
Oh, that sounds pretty great too. I mean, the way you put it then.
Protecting from local hooligans sounds great.
Well, it just sounds like I'm officially the king of the castle over here, you know?
Again, you wouldn't be staying in the main house.
But I would be guarding it.
You would be guarding it. Now come to the vineyard with us.
Really?
Yeah, come to the vineyard.
All right, I'll get that test.
But we'll get you a COVID test. And if you can't get the COVID test, I mean, of course, look, I'm teasing you. I'll make a call to Mass General. We'll get you in there this afternoon. We'll get you a COVID test. If I can't pull a string at the Mass General at this point, what can I do?
Is Mass General the one that used to be called Ladies and Girls?
No, that was the Boston Lying In.
Oh, what
the Brigham and Women's used to be called the Boston Lying In, and it was where people would deliver. It was a delivery hospital.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right. You want to come to the vineyard?
Yeah, I'm there. I will go. I'll be there.
All right. But don't bring any beefsteak tomatoes because
why?
The vineyard has got nothing but farmers markets anyway.
I know, but that's way overpriced, especially because you're on an island. It's like Hawaii.
They grow them right there.
I know, but it's like Hawaii. They have to put it all, they have to get all the food from another
place.
You
don't know. You went to Rhode Island one time for 10 minutes.
That's right.
Everyone had to bring their own appetizers to every party.
That's true.
Won't happen in my circle. Excuse me.
Thank God. Thank God.
But we are going to be, it's going to be a closer. I mean, we're going to be very careful about who's with us and who's not with us.
All right.
In this situation.
Well, let's see if any fireworks go off in your house. And I don't mean literally.
So you're going to light a firework in my backyard?
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to be meeting a lot of—
Who am I going to have fireworks with?
Well, if Mr. Cleveland goes.
No, he's not coming. I'm not letting him come. He's not— Here's the thing about Mr. Cleveland. He's good one-on-one, but he's not fun in a party, in a crowd. Well, he's not really, right. You know, he's not—
Kind of a downer.
It's not, he just, he tries a little hard. You know, and also generally when I throw a party, people want to talk to me. I'm the center of attention and he gets a little jealous. You know, he wants that attention. And I think, excuse me, did I invite all these people here so I could not talk to them? Pardon me.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to have to start get you working on a signature cocktail for this weekend because you're going to have to bring something other than your sparkling personality to this.
I'll bring my simple syrup. I'll start there and figure something out.
But you know, it could be exhausting for you. You might feel like you're on the whole weekend. I don't want you to feel like you're on.
That's true. But I won't be because I think it'll be your show. And also Jordan and I are going to, you know, do a lot of connecting and I'm going to pretend I'm an introvert around him. But I mean, you know.
Well, I do know Jordan is in like a development phase right now. So he's really reading a lot. You know, he's trying to think about what his next idea is. So he may not be as social as, you know, he may be more of it in a quiet phase.
I could be a muse. You never know.
We'll see, I suppose. I suppose that's true.
Rana, we've got a fabulous guest.
I'll just have to keep you
today.
Away from the stone fruit for the purposes of that weekend. That's what I'll have to do.
Fair enough.
Okay, we have a fabulous guest today.
We have a fabulous guest, and we also have some fabulous reviews.
She's a lot of fun. Oh, reviews!
We do have a couple reviews.
Oh, okay, let's do them.
Would you like to hear a couple?
Yeah, why not?
Now, repeat, I just want to remind people, rate, review on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Sure.
Okay.
And also, they should probably, if they're on some kind of other platform.
Yeah, write us a review
there.
Not
that I know how that works, but why aren't they rating and reviewing us there?
Couldn't agree more.
Because then we can go to the top of that platform, I imagine, whether on Spotify or Stitcher Podcast. We love the people
Correct.
At Stitcher, of course.
Correct. Okay, Shan San Fran gave us 5 stars and writes,
Shan San Fran.
best new find and laugh out loud funny. I've been listening to this pod on my walk since the stay at home, and I'm sure my neighborhood thinks I'm a nut for my chuckles. I was dying today when Rana was describing, people loved this, Rana. I was dying today when Rana was describing the praying mantis eating the murder hornet. This is a much needed time.
What about Kellyanne's facelift?
Looks great.
You think?
Well, I mean, what was the baseline?
I've seen two versions of it now.
Okay. I've only seen one picture of it.
You've only seen that one picture where she looks like she has someone else's face?
Yeah, she looks like Anna Karenina.
She's wearing white or something.
Yes, and she has sort of a distant look.
Yes. Well, I've seen that, and then I saw her. I actually saw it in motion because I watched a little video of her on Fox News or something.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Out of her mind. And has the biggest, she's so funny how she does have the most Jersey accent you could ever hear. She just won't let go of it. But it looked a little better in motion. And by that, I mean it also looked worse. Meaning she looked more like herself with it in motion. But in the freeze frame, it looked like she sort of got a brand new face. And I didn't mind that new face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it looks good.
I minded it because it was her. But I meant that it looked kind of good on her. Sorry, I totally interrupted you while you were
reading. No, you didn't. And, you know, I was trying to think in my head how you went from Praying Mantis to Kellyanne Conway, but
because she was the murder hornet and the praying mantis.
Completely.
That's what we were describing. It was their mating habits.
That's right.
Yes,
of course.
That's how I went to Kellyanne Conway.
I forgot that part of it. Yeah. All right, Rana, let's go. Let's thank you, Shansi and Fran. There's a bunch more that we could read, but our guest is here and we got to say hello.
I think that's right, we do. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Brian.
Rana.
We've got the scam goddess here, Padme.
We have the scam goddess.
You know, first of all,
That's
one of my favorite things is her at. I love that she's like doing like a pieta, a sort of like renaissance with the reflected crown behind. I absolutely, not to mention a little echo of Beyonce after she had the twins.
Rana.
With Rumi and Sir, she did the picture where she was basically dressed like a, you know, renaissance goddess.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
But Rana, you usually don't like mischievous people.
Well, this is
interesting. And this person is inherently mischievous.
She's nothing but trouble.
She's a professional. She's a lover of scams, which, by the way, she stole my heart right there.
But this is where you're both right. And this is what I was going to say. You would think that I wouldn't be interested in a troublemaker, in a scam goddess.
She does not like troublemaker or trouble.
But she's not just a troublemaker. She's a truth teller.
Yes.
So what she likes to do is reveal the scam.
Yep.
And if you don't think I watch American Greed and this and that, there's nothing more fascinating to me than the machinations of those kind of crimes, because it's all about human nature and how people play each other, but also how people are totally willing to be played.
It's pretty fascinating.
And I find that endlessly fascinating.
Completely.
Lacey Mosley.
Lacey Mosley's here.
Do you say Mosley or Mosley?
I say Mosley. You got it right on the first try, Rana.
No. You look so cute today. People can't see, but they might see on a little video. You're wearing a pink visor.
Yes, for the no sun in my living room.
Well, it's a look. You've chosen a look.
No,
I mean,
Lacey.
So cute.
I don't think I ever told you a scam that I was, because Lacey and I have met several times before.
Yeah, you're friends, you too.
I don't think I ever told you that, and Rana, I don't think you know this, the biggest scam I really ever participated in was my aunt used to make me go to Neiman Marcus with her and take things when I was like eight, like fully anti-Maine.
Shoplifting?
Yeah. She would make me take like throw pillows and then like meet her at the car. And I just thought it was what? Like, I just thought like we were having so much fun. I didn't think anything was strange about it. I knew it was stealing, but I didn't think anything was weird about it. But yeah. And then she would just throw them on her bed.
How yeah. did love your aunt?
She's the best.
Oh my how did God. She's the best. She's a, okay. I have she's two a, questions about that.
She's a con
that.
Artist. Is what she is.
Actually, what I'd love is for Lacey to ask you the questions, but I have a couple questions about that. One is I want to know, you can answer this in either order.
Sure.
I want to know what psychologically you think about her motivated that kind of behavior, because I find shoplift is endlessly fabulous, endlessly fascinating. And I don't mean kids that take a bag of chips. I mean, people that really, I mean, Winona Ryder going to Saks.
And then
finally having to tell her.
Me too.
Because there's all these, people don't really talk about this much, but there's all these incredibly wealthy women who still steal. And then at the end of the month, their husbands are presented with a bill.
She's the first person. Yes, that's right.
So I'm curious, A, what you think motivated it in her, and B, whether it was ever revealed, and therefore your mother said to you, you're not allowed to go to Neiman's with Aunt so-and-so anymore, or did it come out?
It was a piece of a whole with my mom saying, I think that you are best suited not to hang out with her any longer. She's my sister. I love her. But I think that was just a piece of the entire thing. But I think that I think she thought the shit was too expensive. That's truly all I think it was, is that she wanted to throw pillows and was like, they're way too expensive.
Capitalism. Yeah. Now, wait, did she have like a nice home? Did it feel, because if you're shoplifting from Neiman's, that's different than shoplifting from Walmart. You know,
I agree. Like, no, she didn't have a particularly nice, she wasn't making a lot of money, certainly. And she was divorced, and her husband, when they were married, did have a lot of money. And so right. she, I think, and then she just didn't have any. And so I think she just missed it. I honestly don't know.
Well, that's she felt she still deserved it.
She deserved nice things.
Yeah. And that she couldn't have them, and F him and F everyone, she was going to have them anyway.
We used to shoplift from everywhere. Like,
where else? And who's
farmers
way?
Markets, actually. Me and her. She taught
farmers
me how.
Farmers markets. Wait, that's not right. Now they growing up them turnips. They loving on them, talking to each one of them, bringing them to the farmer's market.
Hard
and you
work.
Over here lifting them with your auntie.
We would steal food. We would steal champagne.
I assume she could afford a turnip. What do you mean you'd steal champagne? Where'd you steal champagne from?
Central Market. Central Market in Austin. Oh.
And yeah. what did that? And so what did that ruse look like?
I mean,
and
I just walked out with a bottle of champagne.
And would she say to you when we go in there, or would she hand it to you and say, I'll meet you at the car?
Okay. So we would go in and she would say like, we should get some champagne. And we'd
and
be like, okay. And
then
she would go check out and she goes, just take it. And then I would meet her at the car with the bottle of champagne.
And how old were you?
11.
And would you drink the champagne with her?
No.
She would never offer you a glass? Even worse.
At least offer you a glass.
Even worse.
Can I say something? I'm not the guest here, okay? Can we get this off of me, please?
You're the one who
and
brought it up.
And my questionable choices.
Yeah, you brought
this
it up.
Fantastic.
You said, as long as I have you here, Lacey, I meant to tell you this whole story about
I did
my childhood,
bring it up.
And then we started talking about it. See
I
what I'm dealing with here?
I wanted to know more. Because I needed to know if she was, I have two types of shoplifters. I have the Winona Riders, and I have, you know, the survivors. The people who are like, what would you do if your son was at home?
Oh,
on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? You know, there's those people who are shoplifting. And then you got the Winona Riders. It's like, shoplifting is healthier for you than smoking cigarettes. And you get the same high. You get out to the car, you're like, ooh.
Couldn't agree like, more.
What do you think?
And it lasts you so much longer, because if it's something like that you're not going to eat or drink, it's in your house forever.
Right.
Yeah. So you think there's only a rush? There's no shame involved?
No, because it's all about, am I going to get caught? Are they going to see me? Your aunt is a great scammer, because Central Road Market is an amazing place to shoplift from. They don't have no real inventory there. Everything is everywhere. There's cheese by the greeting cards, and they're killing me by a mop.
That story is crazy.
Like, so it's like you can definitely shoplift from Central World Market. They don't know what's in there. I think that honestly, Central World Market might be a bunch of people boosting professionally and then just drop stuff off like, we stole this from France.
It is. I am.
That store makes no effing sense. Period.
I am afraid to continue this interview and this episode. I'll tell you right now, because Brian can go one way or the other.
And what does that mean?
You tell me what that means, but what I'm talking about.
I'm only into men, Rana.
Sometimes he behaves and sometimes he doesn't.
That's true.
And when a mischief maker, when a little fox gets in the hen house, Brian's on the side of the fox.
I explode all over the place. That's true.
And so now that I know we have two questionable scam artists here, I can't wait to answer these questions because I can't wait to see where we shake out on these. I mean, this is.
But at least Lacey is thoughtful and has a point of view about it and actually like makes it all make sense. I think I was just doing it willy-nilly.
Oh, I think it's fascinating. I think it's it's endlessly fascinating the ways in which people try to just get a little bit of power in the daily life.
Right.
And there's a million different ways you get to that point, but just that tiny moment, it's so similar to, I think I'm just going to break this thing. It'll just feel good to do. It's a release.
And there's bad ones.
Yeah.
They're not all the same.
I do regret the farmers market.
I saw Les Mis.
But I was a child. What?
Lacey. I saw Les Mis. I know people need to steal a potato from a cat every now and again.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Lacey. As much as I love talking about my aunt and
it's not why we're here. We're here to do advice.
It isn't why we're here.
Yeah.
But so Lacey, we have listeners write in with real questions, with real problems, and they need three non-experts to figure it out for them.
Yeah.
So we're going to read each of these letters and we're each going to give our take on what we think of this.
And we're not doctors.
We're not.
We're not psychologists. We're not psychiatrists. We're not even probably of above average intelligence.
Well,
but we just get a little feeling and we give our answers. And if they follow our advice, we certainly hope it works out for them.
Feelings are facts.
I'm not any of those things as well, even if I ever pretended to be.
That's right. That's right.
Without further ado.
Okay.
All right. You want to read the first one?
Sure. Hi, Rana, Brian, an amazing guest. That's you, Lacey. I just said Lacey.
And I answered because I answered to any name.
I stumbled. Hi, Rana, Brian, an amazing guest. Lacey. I'm a bisexual woman in an 8-year relationship with a straight man. My boyfriend, let's call him Mark, is amazing. He makes me laugh, is comforting when needed, shares many of the same interests and hobbies I do, and is a great cook to boot. I love him very much and do not want our relationship to end. However, we were 21 when we got together, and at the time I had only recently come out as bisexual. I had a couple of sexual experiences with women, but just drunken one-night things. So I had never had a meaningful connection with a woman. Until a year ago. Last year, my friend, who we'll call Marla, and I had a drunken night of chatting that ended with us.
Marla.
Mark and Marla.
Mark and Marla. Who chooses Marla?
Yeah, who chooses?
Yeah, yeah. My friend who we'll call, Lucianne. All right, go on. Yeah.
The youngest name I've ever heard.
Marla.
Yes.
Marla
was never a baby.
Exactly. She was born in 73.
Yep. Okay. It's a hot time with Marla. Last year, my friend, who we'll call Marla, and I had a drunken night of chatting that ended with us confessing that we've both been attracted to each other for a long time and making out.
Trouble.
Since then, I know, we decided to remain friends.
Stir the straw.
Sure.
Yeah.
Since then, we decided to remain friends only since I didn't want to end my current relationship. To make things more complicated, Marla and I all went to the same college, and Mark lost his virginity to Marla.
Wow.
Before we got together. And Marla
in the making.
Honestly. And Marla then broke things off and left Mark brokenhearted. This complicated situation meant I didn't want to address my feelings for her with Mark because I was scared he would feel betrayed and hurt even more because of their past together. So over a year
maybe.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you want to tell yourself today. So over a year after, things have been friends only with Marla. I still find myself having strong feelings for her, and I know she still has romantic feelings for me too. Not only that, but I also feel very strong attraction toward many women, and the only man I'm attracted to is my boyfriend. Needless to say, I am confused. I love my boyfriend, and sometimes I feel like I want to be with him for the rest of my life, but another part of me feels such a strong desire to explore my attraction to women. I guess my question is, what now? Do I bring it up? Do I try to bring up opening the relationship and risk hurting him or losing the most important relationship in my life? Do I satisfy myself with a lesbian fantasy life and keep my feelings to myself? Any advice would be appreciated. Yours, stereotypically confused bisexual.
Lesbian fantasy life. That really jumped out at me as maybe a new Bravo show.
These women are going to live their lesbian fantasy lives.
Yes. I would watch that. Bravo. Andy, get on it.
In a minute.
I'm bi. I haven't had many experiences with women. I went on some quarantine dates with a woman while I was in my quarantine, which was fascinating.
Did you do like a Zoom date, or did you guys like 6 feet apart meet up or something?
No, we did a Zoom. We kept it responsible. You know, 6 feet apart, just a little nipple, very responsible.
So it was a little, it got steamy.
Yeah, a little, you know what? We were changing and it was like, oh, I'm changing.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Just like Marla, I'm a young, fun time gal. I'm not sure that's how Marla talks because she's definitely from the 20s. Right. She's a painting from the 20s.
Yeah.
But
you can't blame Confused for falling in love with a flapper.
Marla might have shown a little bit of her calf and not her nipple. Flapper.
Yeah. Yeah. Just pulled her skirt up to the knee.
To her ankles. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what
happened. Unbuttoned a glove.
Yep.
It's interesting because she knows that her ex has slept with this woman as well, and that it has probably has some deep down feelings about how it all ended. It feels a little selfish. What's her name in this story?
Stereotypically Confused.
Yeah, okay, we can just make up a name for her. We can call her. We can call her Clara.
Clara. So we, yeah. So keep her in the olden times.
Yeah. Let's keep her. Let's keep her in the early 20th century and call her Clara.
Sure.
Yeah, so
we've got Kamala and Clara. Here.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Feels like Clara's trying to have her cake and eat it too by telling Mark that she wants to open up the relationship. Because if you really want to date a woman or explore that side of yourself, you kind of have to make the sacrifice of not having the man no more. You can't like. You wouldn't want that the other way around. If Mark was like, look, I just been thinking about all types of other women's. And I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. How about if Mark said, I haven't been thinking about all types of other women. I've just been thinking about your best friend from high school who cheated on you. Stole your boyfriend. Somebody who left a real mark on your life is what I'm saying. Not a mark, but a mark. A smirch.
Sure.
A mark on Mac.
Left a mark on Mac's life. So that basically this is someone who looms large in Mac's life. He lost his virginity to her. He went to college with her. Even if he's the most evolved guy in the world who understands where to put that, these people are 29, I guess, because they've been in a relationship for 8 years and they met when they were 21.
Mm-hmm.
So even if he's the most wonderful guy that ever lived, who has made peace with that, at some point, this girl broke his heart, this other girl. Yeah. So now figure out who that is for you. The person that still is in your psyche in some way and will probably be looming around back there for another 20 years. I'm sure you won't care about them when you're 50, but probably when you're 36, they'll still be cobwebs back there left by that person.
See, now that makes me want to throw a glass. Just picturing like the one guy who I just don't want in my life. And if, you know, someone, if the person I was seeing started dating that person or having an,
can you imagine?
It would break me.
Can you imagine that level of betrayal? Because on top of that, I would assume at some point in the last 8 years, they've had several conversations, even if Mark is totally cool with Marla.
Which he must be, because are they all hanging out?
They must be in a friend group or something.
Yeah,
for sure. You're right. Even if you can't imagine like a great love like that, guys, I imagine like if someone ran over my dog. And then they were like, hey, I'm going to be hooking up with that guy who ran over your dog.
Yeah.
And bring him over.
Yeah, like, you're right.
I don't want to see that guy.
No. We don't know that Mala is a villain necessarily.
No, of course
though,
not. But
no, we don't know that she isn't, by the way. Flirting with Mac's girlfriend at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Seems villainous.
Yeah,
it does. But, and her name
I mean,
does
I
too.
Immediately was, I had a flash of Teresa, what's her name in Black Widow when she was describing.
What was her name? Teresa Russell?
Teresa Russell. And the only reason she had a career because she was married to either to Ken Russell, the director.
Okay.
She was the worst actress that ever lived.
Yeah.
And she did all those sexy movies like Black Widow. She mates and she kills.
That's a great scam.
Have you seen
sexy?
Have you seen Black Widow, Lacey?
Absolutely not. I don't watch horrible movies.
Oh no. But this is like a fun.
You don't like wasting your time?
You don't like a fun, horrible movie? Come on. I feel like
I do love a fun.
This is right.
Movie.
This is right down your alley. On your next quarantine.
I
Zoom
did just
date,
rewatch
watch
Wild Things, and she's in that as like a as like a past her prime. She plays Denise Richards' mother, who's very
so
sexy.
There you go. Okay, yeah. So we're talking femme fatale to femme fatale.
Yeah.
They're handing the baton.
The but baton my, off, yeah.
But yes. My point is that at some point in the last 8 years, there's no chance Mac and, because also we can tell what kind of person Clara is just from the sort of letter that she wrote. There's no way that she and Mac didn't have a long conversation at some point where they unpacked the Mala of it all. Where he said, I'm fine with it now, but this was hard. And I mean, they met a minute after he lost his virginity to Mala. So
this
Mala's a character in the landscape.
This to me is not, this, I think part of her attraction to Marla is knowing it's dangerous. I
100%.
Think that part of it is like, it's hot for her maybe because it's like forbidden fruit. She knows that that's the one woman, even if Mark were very open-minded, this is the one woman she really couldn't touch. Or shouldn't touch.
You wore your fruit t-shirt on the right day, Brian. This is forbidden fruit.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah. And I knew what my answer was going to be, so I addressed accordingly.
news flash for Clara. You can't have it all. Mm-mm. So if you want to explore, which I totally encourage, if you know for sure that you're bisexual, but you haven't explored that part of your life, get to it. You're 29
And your husband,
years old.
I mean, your boyfriend, Mark, might even be wondering when that's coming because I assumed you said you were out as bisexual. So I assume obviously he knows.
Yep.
And maybe Mark is open to other people, you seeing other people or other people in the relationship. But I can tell you he's not open to to Mala. Yeah,
what were you going to say, Lacey?
I would agree with you, Rhonda. That seems very messy. And also, you know, when we're talking about scammers, we're always talking about desperation and your despo meter and how high is it? And it feels like, to Brian's point, like this woman is intrigued and turned on by the fact that there's such a danger in being with this woman. You know, they had a conversation with their mouths on top of each other. so she's already kind of broken some rules, depending on what the rules of the relationship are. But she said other women that she was interested in other women, but she never did any specifics about these women. She wasn't like, yeah, there's a girl at my gym or, oh, there's a girl, you know, at my job. Like no specifics about these other women. So it really seems like this is just a fun.
She has been thinking about hooking up with this woman since that night.
And
she just wants us to give her a path forward to doing that.
And she's probably bored. You're a different person at 29 than you were at 21.
Oh yeah. Don't know that girl.
Yeah, exactly. Same. I'm unrecognizable from what I was like at 21. I can't imagine still being with the same person at 29 that I was at 21. I mean,
we always talk about how 29 is the worst age ever for a man. That you whatever you do, don't start dating a man when he's 29 because
really?
They're not either not successful enough yet. They are not a fully formed person. They are either not successful enough, and that is paired with the idea that they realize at some point they think 30 is the moment where they think I'm going to die someday.
Yeah,
and whether they're in tune with it or not, they know it's on some level they need to be able to provide because they look around and they think these men, they're a little bit older, they're a little bit more secure in their career, or they're thinking, you know, I'm not saying they're settled down, but they seem to have it a little more figured out. Don't date a man between 29 and 34 is what I would normally
wow.
say. Or at least 31.
I'm dating a 28-year-old.
Well,
so they're not at that yet.
No, but that means I don't have much time. What do I do? I leave him. I kill him.
If he's secure.
Good question. I think that's the only answer at this point.
Jump him in a river.
Exactly.
Let the fish do the rest of the job.
Yep.
But he, basically 29 is the moment where they realize their mortality. And if they're already doing great, God bless them. And there are people that get married and they and then the midlife crisis comes later. But if a guy is single at 29 and not really, doesn't really know what's going on with his job, it's a very tricky person. But that, I feel, is what we're looking at with Clara. I feel we've been too narrow here about only saying this is true for men. Clara needs to, if she wants to explore this, and I don't think this is a bad call, but I think she needs to break up with Mark. I think she needs to sow her oats a little bit. And either she and Mark will find their way back to each other, or she'll find another great guy someday. But you don't just hold on to something. It's really not fair to him. He's not really getting the full, it's not fair to either of you. You're not indulging the thing that you think about all the time, that you feel is part of your identity. And you're sort of being dishonest with him on some level. And also this fixation on Marla is really about exploding the relationship. You know how, you know you're going to hurt him deeply and that there will be no coming back from that, I would assume.
And Lacey, is this person you're dating, do they have any, can you sense any kind of responsibility in them? Like, do they feel grown up, or are they, do you, or is part of the fun that they're not? Yeah.
No,
okay.
They're not grown up. Oh no.
Is that fun though?
Oh no. No.
But that's okay.
I don't know.
If you're not looking to settle down, then that's fine.
I don't know if I am. I feel like I got to wait a little bit. You know,
good.
Just to get my toes
enjoy yourself.
Deep. But you're right. Yeah. No, it's like a guy who has like posters in his room. Like he's not right. An adult. He has two roommates.
He's also the guy that doesn't. He's also the guy that doesn't mind if you're having a quarantine date, apparently, with another woman. So what's the big deal?
Well, yeah, we're not official. So you know, I still was going on my quarantine dates with my lady friends. I think you're absolutely right, Rhonda, that it's a situation where she's trying to blow the relationship up and try to find the easiest way to do so that she doesn't have to hurt him because she's been with him for so long. But I don't even know Lacey, 21-year-old Lacey. I'm 28 now, and I don't know 21-year-old Lacey.
Yeah.
Never met her. She was rude. I don't think I like her that much. She had a great body, though. That's all
I'm sure she's. I'm sure she still does. I'm sure she does too.
She looks great. but yeah, you're so right. I think that she's like been in this relationship for so long. Probably feels weird leaving it because it's been 8 years. But also is like, I want to leave. Girl, don't scam yourself out of that lady box.
Yeah. Get it now because you're not going to be able to get it later. I have
don't scam
for you.
Yourself out of that lady box.
Nope.
That's the quote of the episode.
So good.
I think we know the title of the episode. Don't scam yourself out of that lady box.
That's
with Lacey Mosley. Get it now while the getting is good, dear.
Yeah.
Because life is going to only get more serious as you get older. And this is a great time to continue to sow your oats, I would say.
Rhonda, do you want to read the next one?
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, friends, Rhonda, Brian, and guest. You may remember me. I sent in a question in February about how to reveal to my best friend that I'm back with my ex. Welp, I'm back again. By the way, your advice helped me come clean to my bestie and was stronger than ever.
Great.
One piece of advice I received from you was explaining that even though there were signs a relationship is I think it's supposed to be our, not ah, O-U-R.
Okay.
Relationship is headed towards disaster that my best friend may see clearly, only I will be able to leave the relationship when I'm truly ready. I'm ready, friends. The time is now. Only how do I do it?
How does she leave her relationship?
Yes. Okay. She said, we told her she'd only be ready to leave when she was ready. It doesn't matter what her friend's opinion was. She was worried about her friend judging her, and she wasn't being honest that she was back with her ex. And then the two friends were sort of not being honest with each other. And I guess she finally told the friend, I am dating him again.
Right.
But now she is actually ready to break up with him is what she's saying.
Got it.
Only how do I do it? I'm currently 23 and this was my first relationship. Mm-hmm. While my friends have all gone through breakups and moved on to their second or third relationship, I've been with this important to my life story but messy relationship for 5 years because the idea of experiencing pain, loneliness, and grief scares me.
18.
What is some advice you can give me and maybe what your own experience has taught you? So now this is actually quite a good question because we're channeling 21-year-old Lacey at this moment.
Yes. What? She was fun.
18 to 23 Lacey at this moment. Did you have a breakup of any kind around that age, a big breakup that you thought your life would fall apart if you did it and then you did it anyway, you had to do it anyway?
I had a big breakup at 21. And it was the only real relationship I've ever had in my life. I think he just finished Harvard Business School. People used to call us Barack and Michelle Obama. We were hot and very smart and also black mostly. And he was, you know,
what if that's the part where it stopped? You were like, they used to call us Barack and Michelle Obama. We were smart. We went to Harvard. We were white. Can you imagine?
We're also white. Yeah. And so the nickname made no sense, but we accepted it. No, so I was
in business school. That's no joke.
No right. joke.
And I was going to New York to be an actor. I currently live in LA because New York, God bless people who live in New York, Chad, but it's too much. You got to fight three hobos everywhere. No, you're not supposed to say hobo anymore. You got to fight three homeless people every day and several shawarma men. I can't do it.
I always say no matter how much money you have in New York, you will always, the deal with New York is every day is you versus the city. Mm-hmm. And some days the city wins and some day you win and you catch all your subways and make all your appointments and you think you're on top of the world. But no matter how much money you have, you will always come down at some point, whether you're going to get into a Bentley or you're schvitzing your way to the subway where you're carrying 10 bags because you have to deliver your boss's dry cleaning and whatever else. And a homeless man will be masturbating outside your front door. Mm-hmm. And whether that's on Central Park South, or somewhere else. That is the reality of living in New York that all New Yorkers can share together.
The great equalizer.
Yeah.
That's right.
And also, like, every day is like a Rocky Balboa montage. And I just couldn't get with that. You know, every day can't be dun dun dun. Like, every day I wake up, dun dun dun. No,
it's a lot. Yeah.
So much. So
you're in LA living the dream, and he's at Harvard Business School.
Yeah. But, okay. So I was moving from Pittsburgh to New York to work, and he was working at a bank at the time, and the long distance just wasn't going to work. And we were college sweethearts, and I really loved him, and a lot of complicated stuff happened in our relationship. But I realized when I came back for homecoming to visit him, okay, so listen, I don't be going through people's phones or whatever, but his computer had
Scam goddess.
His computer had opened up or whatever. You know how computers open up. His computer had opened up and his iMessage.
Like a clamshell.
Yeah.
Log themselves in.
Yeah. And you know, and then I started, my eyes started darting back and forth. And you know, once you learn how to read, your eyes just read for you. Like it used to be like, no eyes.
Blessing and a curse.
I was like, no, this is my man's personal text messages. Eyes don't read and you know.
They won't listen.
Yeah, they won't. Don't read and decipher. I tried to tell them. And so they read and they deciphered. And then, you know, he was having some flirty conversations that hadn't gone too far. But I was like, oh, no, child. Like, we're going to do distance? No. And also long distance. God bless you guys who are doing it. But it's horrible. You should stop. Everyone should stop. Yep. It's a scam. It's a scam.
Like, then it is kind of a scam.
You got to pay for sex. Like a lot, like plane tickets or bus rides or gas. Like you don't need to be paying for sex. Just do it. Get somebody.
Well, for some people, it's perfect. I have a long distance boyfriend and I've never been happier in my life. But that's because I have everything else I could ever need.
See, that makes sense.
I just fly that in when I want it and I tell it I'm busy when I don't.
Oh, that actually sounds like where I'm going to
end up. She's never let me meet him. She's never let me meet him.
Why would I want him to meet you? He's not part of my life.
Well, just so I could approve or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But we're not there at 23.
Okay.
No. Yeah. So at 23, I think that it's important to remember, girl, everything feels like the end of the world. Everything feels super important. I'm guessing if all of your girlfriends are in all these relationships, you probably don't live in a big city. Because big cities are for lonely spinsters, honey, like myself, okay? We'll dance and we'll do the Charleston like Clara, and we're alone. We'll go to brunch on Saturdays and we'll get wasted at 2 p.m.
So that's right.
But so I'm guessing it feels like the end of the world, but you're so young. You're so young. You're going to meet so many other people. And unless you live with this man and y'all got custody over dogs or children, this is easy. You know what I mean? You could, yeah. You don't have to be a jerk and leave a post-it. This isn't Sex in the City. But at the same time, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be this long drawn out thing. You just have a conversation.
And it's going to, listen, your first conversation like that, because I remember it, sucks. I mean, it's so uncomfortable, but it's one conversation. It's one day of feeling like an asshole. And then maybe a couple days of feeling guilty or something, but then feeling great. Mm-hmm. And and you'll never forget it, and you'll be happy that you did it. But it sounds like this guy was a jerk anyway. People like her boyfriend,
right? No,
it was just
the best friend. No, I kind of remember the exact circumstances, okay. But nobody really liked this boy. The best friend didn't like the boyfriend. And
okay.
So that's why she obviously didn't want to tell her she was dating him again, because they had a...
He probably wasn't a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he necessarily was a bad guy. I think they weren't compatible from what I sort of remember. Maybe he's a terrible guy. Maybe he's just not the guy. And maybe he's also just not the guy right now. And all of that is fine. But I think
are you too old to just ask a friend to do it for you?
Yes. Oh my God. She's too old.
Too old to ask your mother to do it for you.
If I were in a bad relationship right now, I would call Rana.
You say, Ronnie, could you call this guy and tell him I never want to see him again?
They send you the number, you do it on the show.
Until I text him drunk on tequila in 2.5 weeks.
Luke, if you're listening, Ronnie, did you want to say something to Luke? Yeah, exactly.
I think in a weird way, you actually have a wonderful opportunity right now. Because I think most people, when they think back on that time in their life or that one conversation, that first conversation, that really significant first breakup, it's really never usually a very good story. It's usually you were so anxious and you built it up and then it came time to do it. And then you were frustrated when you did it and the person wanted answers or the person wanted whatever. You got vermished and you said, you know, forget it. I just don't want to be with you anymore. And you said something unkind or you know, there's all these moments. There's a lot of ways this can break, but why not try and do this in a kind way? You've made up your mind. So in that sense, you should have a lot of peace about this already. You're not going back and forth, flipping this over in your mind anymore. You don't want to be with this guy anymore. And I think it is someone you cared about at some point. You should be as kind about it as you can be, but as firm as you can be. And don't do this in a situation where you need to spend, you know, don't do it on a long weekend away or, you know, try and do it
in a restaurant. Do it in the park so that you can leave whenever you want.
You need to be able to go and you need to be able to be somewhere.
You're right, Lacey. Like, don't be somewhere where one of you could block a door or like, you know, there's just those clean exits.
And he may be really, he may be emotional about it. He may be a jerk about it. He may do what Tom did to Darcy on 90 Day and call you fat, which was awful.
Yes.
But anything that happens like that, you have to let it bounce right off of you. And you have to, because that stuff could be debilitating, really. Mm-hmm. If he starts saying unkind things, you should really either stop him or remove yourself from the situation.
Treat him like a cat caller. Like, you know how cat callers are like, hey, baby, hey, baby, blue shirt. And then when you don't answer, they're like, oh, you ugly anyway.
Fuck you,
like,
right.
I was a baby blue shirt when we were together, though. So don't forget that.
Yep. 10 seconds ago, I was the person you didn't want to break up with. Now I'm the fat garbage heap that you don't want to look at.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Ego.
Okay. In the vein of making it really kind, and it's a little bit different.
Do your best.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you could make him feel really good at the beginning. Like, you could scatter rose petals from like the entryway into like the bedroom, and you could sit him down and say, you know, you mean so much to me and it's just been so great. And it ends here.
I propose we break up.
I'm on bended knee asking
I drew you a bath full of rose petals so you could slit your wrists in it.
Yep.
One last
try and be nice about it. Yeah. Yes. Try and be a grown up, but
don't let them convince you to stay. Because if you've been going back and forth for a long time, there's going to be some baby, but I'll change. Baby, I won't talk to any of those other women's, or I won't steal any more money from your purse. Like whatever.
And
the
a
issue
lot
is.
Of guilt. Yes.
They will guilt you. They will try to make you stay with them. So if you said no and you know it's no, be firm on the no.
Yep. Great.
There'll be another you in a minute. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute.
Oh, Rana.
Beyonce.
Okay.
If they start getting nasty, that's what you have to say.
Sure.
You're nothing.
Yeah.
Why would I thank you for saying that horrible thing to me. Why on earth would I stay with a person who would talk to me like that?
And then walk away and say,
who supposedly loves me. Thank you for doing the job for me.
And then you walk away and you turn around if he's a jerk and you say, and that bottle of water I gave you that you've been drinking? Arsenic. And you
Clorox.
Walk away.
Clorox. My last gift. My
and that bottle of smart water I just gave you? Dasani.
That is the funniest thing I've had. That's a real joke for me. That is so funny. Is there anything worse than the taste of Dasani?
What is it?
Oh, it is too, you know. It's just distilled water. It's just water that they steam and clean and put in a bottle to kill the earth with. Okay.
Sure. All right. Do you want to read this last one, Ron, or do you want me to?
You read it.
Hi, Ron and Brian and Lacey. I've been living in a big city for 4 years. But when my apartment leases up at the end of the summer, I'm moving back to my small home state several hours away. When I moved here, I immediately became friends with a male coworker, and after he left the company, we remained friends. We play rec league softball together, go to pub trivia with our other friends, and I introduced him to rock climbing, which we now also love to do together. All this is pre-pandemic, naturally. I'm 37, he's 31. We have both been mostly single the entire time of our friendship. A 5 or 6 month relationship for him a few years ago and a 5 or 6 month relationship for him a few years ago and same for me. The point is I've always wanted to ask him out or at least confess my attraction to him for about 2 years. I always hesitated because I don't want to lose the friendship we have. Now that we can't hang out because of the pandemic, I haven't seen any friends since early March, and I realize I should have at least asked if he was open to the concept of me as a romantic thing. So I'm about to move away and doubt I'll be able to see him in person before I leave. Do I tell him that I've had a crush on him for so long it's ridiculous and that it's fine if he doesn't like me back because I'm leaving? Or do I keep my mouth shut and keep him as a friend for whenever I come back and visit the city? I don't think he likes me back because wouldn't he have said something if he did? Is it better to get the bad news he's not interested so I can move with no lingering regrets or to say nothing and move with the knowledge we'll still be friends? Anyway, it's dumb of me not to have told him 2.5 years ago that I think he's super hot and hilarious, and I've obviously squandered any chance I had with him. Just trying to determine a mentally healthy way to leave him behind. Love the podcast. Thank you for your entertaining advice every episode. And then let me see if she wants us to say her name. It's fine to use my first name, Michaela. Okay. Michaela.
If she says, if you do end up reading this, it's fine to use my name because all my friends who listen to you already know about this.
Right. That's so key, actually.
So she's talked to every person in her life about it, and now she's on to us.
That's key.
She's not getting the answers she wants from her friends.
Oh, Michaela.
So let's see if she's going to get a good answer from Lacey Mosley.
Michaela, girl. This relationship is a scam. It's a scam that you've created in your head, boo-boo, because if this man liked you, he would ask you out. Clearly, he knows how to ask women out. He's been in relationships before. It sounds like y'all are good friends, and I think you know that. You even said in the letter that you said, like, I don't think he's really into me. And you have to trust that feeling. Like, there's nothing wrong with having good male friends and having a relationship. And also, you're moving away. So do you want to just have sex with this man? Because that's what that sounds like to me. You like, hey, I'm leaving.
The first thing she said was he's super hot. You're right.
Super hot, which she mentioned a few times. She was like, did I mention he was super hot? And also very sexy. And he's good at climbing rocks. His muscles bulge when he grabs a rock. Did I mention that? Anyway. If that's your goal, then Michaela, I'm gonna say, girl, go get your man, in the words of every black woman in a rom-com who only has two lines and usually is a cab driver. So
you're honestly...
Go get your man, okay?
There's so many go get your man roles. And it's and wouldn't it be nice to see the other side of that story and who their man is and how they get them?
Like, that's how the movie starts, is it with the black lady cab driver, like, go get your man. And then when she drives off, we follow her. She's like,
yes,
where is my man?
It's like Julia Roberts in the back seat, and we think we're going to follow her. And it's like, no, let's follow the one who's giving all this great
advice.
When
you realize she's giving this great advice, but then you realize in her own life, she's literally never gotten the man.
She's never gotten
everyone
the man.
She's tried to get, it's that no one has ever gotten the man except in the movie.
We just wrote a great movie.
So,
we really did. Honestly, that sounds great to me. No joke.
Well, all I ask is that in that film, when the cab drives by, the puddle splashes me while I'm holding my shopping bags. That's what I want for me. That's the only part of
you got or it. I'll coming
play,
out of Jimmy
or I'd like to play a psychic. Those are my two options.
That's great.
Okay. Or a wedding planner. A wedding planner.
Oh, you would be a great wedding planner. I also need Brian's 8-year-old self with stolen Neiman Marcus pillows getting splashed next to you.
Well, yes, Brian and I could play the auntie and the 8-year-old that are shoplifting together. Okay.
It's true.
So she's 37 and he's 31. I don't know. I just want to make sure that didn't escape anyone's gaze.
I am with Lacey here, though, that I think if you already know that it's not going to happen and you still want it to happen, then just do it. I think just say to him that you really like him or that you're in love with him or that you want to sleep with him before you leave. Like, just figure out exactly what you want and then ask him. And if you never have to see him again, if you're totally embarrassed by it, but
also this is happening during quarantine. And she says she hasn't seen him and that she hasn't seen any friends since early March and that she's probably not going to see him before she leaves. Isn't that what she says?
Yeah.
Oh,
Hold on.
Cheat that a little bit. You know, people have been cheating in quarantine.
It's getting a little looser.
People have risked, you know, the Rona for the Pona. Yeah. I don't know.
I was going to say the Chona.
Oh, yeah. The Chona. There we go. The Chona.
But don't you think this needs to be a face-to-face conversation? I mean, they've been friends. They work together, and they've been friends and hangout buddies and whatever for years.
I think she could just text him. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Because you don't want to do it in person. You don't want to be like, so what do you think about sexuals with me? And then they're like, you know, I'll pass. And you're like, okay, where are my keys?
I think that's a much more vulnerable situation. I think you could sext him without your face in it first and then say, if you like what you see, press one.
Okay, see, that's a lie.
Press one. And what happens when you press one?
Oh, press one and then press send.
Press one, then press send.
Then press it. So I see the one.
I was thinking more if they were at one of these softball hangouts that they would have had a couple of drinks and maybe she could have taken it to another situation. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like that's going to happen in the current. So you two say, go for it. It's over anyway.
Yeah, it's over anyway.
She could also say, you've never seen where I can stick a softball.
That's an advertisement, you know?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the shape of the softball. Right.
We played so much softball. Why don't we go to third base?
Yeah. There you go.
You two think she should just go for it.
I think she should go for it. And I think it should be over a text.
But you think she should be 90% prepared for disappointment?
99.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what do you think, Rana?
Yeah.
I think it's tricky because I think, first of all, he's 31, which means that she probably met him when he was 29.
Oh, when he's in that danger zone.
Yes,
that's right.
He's in that, which is fine if that's all you want is a fun hookup. To be 37 dating somebody 31, sure, no problem. It's just that she really likes him. It feels like, I mean, or maybe she's just not being honest with herself. Maybe I think you're probably right. She probably just really wants to have sex with this guy. In which case, there is absolutely nothing to stop you. You're probably going to get your feelings hurt a little bit. But if you can adjust your expectations, if you can be honest with yourself that what you really want is to have sex with this guy, then that's fine. if you're in love with him and you're really hoping it's going to go somewhere, but you already know that it isn't going to go anywhere, you're going to end up, no matter what happens, you're going to get your feelings hurt. I think the most you can get out of it, if you'd like to get your feelings hurt plus sex, send the text.
Yeah.
If you'd like to just get your feelings hurt, don't offer the sex, just send the text asking about the status of the romantic relationship.
But also, there's so many men in the world, and you're moving to a new city where you'll have so many new softball buddies to lust after while they rock climb. And I'm sure he climbs faster than you, so his butt's all firm and up there while you're climbing the rocks, and you're like, ooh, I want me some of that two scoops.
That's a good view.
Yeah, so I'm sure you've been, you know, thinking about it for a while. But either way, you might as well try. You lose all the baseballs you don't take. That's not the phrase.
That's a wonderful sports reference, Lacey, first of all. But second of all, I also want to say that don't do this again in the future. If you like someone and you feel it's going to friends and you don't want it to be friends, don't do it. Now you know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think this is probably your last big headache before you meet the person that you're probably going to be with and have a family with and do all of that.
Well, that's,
I think,
pretty
this
good.
Is a little bit of a leftover early 30s. I still want to have fun. I'm not really ready to settle down, but I kind of know I'm getting to that place.
But also, if you want to leave the big city, leave it hard. Like, just like get it all in right before you leave. Exactly.
Yes.
And don't have any designs on a friendship with this guy going forward. There is no...
What's the point?
You could leave town and come back, and once Corona's over, you could play softball and you could hit on him then if you chicken out. But I think this guy's taking up too much space in your mind, and you're about to start a new chapter of your
clean
life.
Clean break.
Mm-hmm. So why not... I guess why not go out in flames?
Yeah. Sure. And it's never a friendship if one of you is attracted to the other. Like, it just, that isn't what, how
you're
friendship
right.
works. Like, so then now it's just like, oh, we're friends. And then my heart goes pitter-patter when he returns my text to meet at the rock wall. Like, it's got to be both of you are not wanting to have sex with each other. For you.
Yeah, because otherwise it really isn't genuine. Yeah,
we go back to Julia Roberts and Dermot Mulroney, or whatever it is, my best friend's wedding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that was a movie.
It certainly was.
And it never feels... It really is never a good strategy and never a good feeling to be the pal.
Mm-mm.
And everybody gets themselves into that situation, but it really evolves into the great love that you're hoping something, or the great tryst that you're hoping it will be.
Right. Yeah. You're never going to be at the airport. He's not going to come to the airport, girl, Michaela. He's not going to come to the airport 100%. When you leave it. And be like, wait, all those rocks. And I realized the one that was between us was my heart or something. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Don't miss your flight. That's
don't
for sure.
Don't miss your flight, girl.
Yeah. But if he does, we'll be so excited to hear that story.
Yes. Check in online, though.
Please, let us know.
Check in online.
We all have to leave that teeny tiny little 1% for that possibility.
Right. But do check in online.
All right. At Diva Lacey everywhere. We know that for sure. Is that right? Or is that on Twitter also? Or just on Instagram? I know it's at Diva Lacey everywhere.
Strong brand. D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I. Everywhere.
Fabulous. Now, Lacey, before we... And please check out Scam Goddess. And
also,
you have the
Scam
other
Goddess.
Handle too. Do you still do at Diva Rants? Is that a...
Yeah, I'm not on there as much, but I do.
Okay.
If you want to see some fun old videos of me yelling at a camera, you can definitely go there. But then, yeah, Scam Goddess everywhere. And then I'm on TV from time to time. So, you know, things on the television.
Of course.
Follow her.
Single
Watch
parents.
Her do everything.
Padme.
Yes, RIP, but you can catch those old episodes. You can also
catch
those.
Yeah, but they're still there. And Fabulous JJ was the creator of that show.
I love them.
And we
so
had
much.
Mike Schur on a couple weeks ago, who's JJ's husband. And he was an absolutely fabulous guest. But
great.
We're not talking about him right now. We're talking about you.
Lacey, so at the end of every show, we give something away to one of the people who wrote in. And it's whoever we feel we... As Rhonda says, we just have a feeling about it. It's just whoever we want this person to have the gift. So, Rhonda, do you want to say what the giveaway is? And then I'll recap what the questions were.
For the next few weeks, the giveaway is going to be our fabulous coffee.
We came out with a coffee, Lacey.
We just launched our own coffee brand, I hate to tell you.
Yep.
I love
which
you
is
know.
I mean, we spent months on this, developing this coffee, and it is so delicious.
Rana was in and out of Colombia. She was going all over the world
fingering the beans. Mm.
Okay, relax.
That's how I like my beans.
Each bean has been personally fingered and flicked by me before it's roasted and delivered.
And you're saying, Rana, you're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. Why am I troublemaker?
That's what it, you put your hands in the bag of beans.
You're right.
And you let it run through your fingers. I don't even know. What are you talking about?
You're right.
This is our tease now.
What are you talking about?
This is our tease now.
You're right.
We have a regular, the Carriage House blend, and then we have a shades of vanilla coffee. And you might think you like vanilla coffee, or that you don't like vanilla coffee because you think it's too sweet. This is the most gorgeous coffee you could imagine. It's really just a gorgeous coffee that has a beautiful scent. I'm keeping it around my house just because it smells so good. I hate to tell you. So that's what we're giving away.
Now, Lacey, would you like this coffee to go to the woman? What do we call her? Not Carla.
Carla.
Clara.
Clara.
Clara. Does this go to Clara, who's dealing with Mark and Marla? Does this go to... Does this go to... Does this go to the 23-year-old who wants to have her first breakup? Or does this go to the lady leaving, or the person leaving the big city, wants to tell their friend that they love them?
Secret crush.
Secret crush.
I'm going to do this pageant style. So we'll go third runner up first. Or actually second runner up. So second runner up is Clara or Carla. Carla. Carla.
Clara.
Clara.
The bisexual.
Clara. Clara,
yeah.
I feel like there's beans in your future to be flicked. So, you know, I want you to go out, hopefully buy this coffee yourself. But as a free gift, you know, you'll be okay. And then our 23-year-old, I think she has enough energy as a 23-year-old. You two can go out and buy this coffee yourself.
And she's going to come out the right side of that breakup.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
This has got to go to Michaela because, Michaela, I want you to just have a fresh brew when you get to your new city and you just sip that in the morning. And maybe it's after a night of passionate rock climbing of a man.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's after a night of, you know, Sex in the City and wine, and you just need to wake up so you can get to your flight. And that's okay too. Both are great.
And maybe the big dream comes true and she ends up having sex with this 31-year-old child and she serves him a cup of the coffee that next morning and she says, you could have had a cup of coffee like this every day of your life. Meet me in St. Louis.
And then?
She's new beginnings in St. Louis by herself, having a fabulous cup of coffee, saying, I'm fabulous. I'm enough. And I've got nothing but opportunity coming my way.
I
can't wait to serve this coffee to somebody.
And a week later, I want her to wake up in Bermuda. She's taken the coffee with her. And she takes a sip of the coffee by the ocean. And then she looks at the camera and she says, I got away with all of it.
And she's wearing Teresa Russell's dress from Black Widow. Yeah.
Send us pictures of you doing all these things, Michaela. Congratulations.
Yes, please.
Lacey,
fabulous.
We couldn't be happier that you were here. You were hilarious and insightful
You're
and all the
a wonderful guest.
Thank you guys so much for having me. This was so fun.
It was such a pleasure. We loved hanging out with you. And everybody listen to Scam Goddess on Earwolf or wherever you get your podcast.
Do it. Yes.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
Okay. We lost Lacey, but we haven't lost ourselves, Brian, have we? And
we
know what? We're going to read our cliffhanger. People can come to patreon.com/askRana for the answer.
Yep.
We had so much fun, we should have saved this for the end anyway. Because
this is
a little bit of a Debbie Downer. Okay. Hi, guys. Love the show. How do I tell my in-laws that I'm moving on? The background is, I married my high school sweetheart, but he died in an accident 3 years ago when we were 26. Because we met when we were 13 and because I don't have a relationship with my own mother, his mother is very important to me. I text her often. I went abroad with her twice after my late husband's death, and I've spent every Christmas with their family for almost a decade.
Wow.
The family is very functional, loving, and understanding, and non-judgmental. I've been seeing someone the past year, and we are moving in together at the end of the summer, and I don't know how to tell my late husband's family. I know they will take it well, but nevertheless, it makes me nervous. I cannot tell them in person because I live 5 hours away, and also, of course, coronavirus. How do you bring something like this up? Thank you. Young hot widow.
Fun.
Wait a minute. She said young hot widow. So
that's
I was
like
wrong.
You, Rana.
Yeah. No one's called me a widow in a while. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the notion that I'm a young hot widow.
Yeah.
So that's actually a fabulous question. I can't wait to
really
answer that.
It really is a really yeah. good one. Yeah.
So come join us on Patreon. We'll actually be answering that on our next episode.
Yep.
And it's patreon.com/AskRana. The coffee is at AskRanaCoffee.com. So you don't have to wait to win.
That's right. Please become a Carriage House all-exclusive member, which means you'll get a new episode every week, or join Sauna Privileges, and you'll get to see us do the episode or the recording of the Rana, save me.
They'll see a video of us.
They'll see a video of the episode.
Why just listen to us when you could watch us?
Yeah.
I mean, do we have fun faces?
Yeah,
are we gorgeous?
Of course.
Okay.
You're a young hot widow.
We can't wait. We'll see you in the Carriage House.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.